Hey everybody, today's topic is a little different. Have your pencils and paper ready, y'all. It's about social media. Social media. Okay? What is going on? But before I get started, I want to give a big shout out to my godfather, Papa Hector. Okay? You can find him on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and other platforms. Just put in Papa Hector. Oh, and YouTube. Definitely YouTube. You can find me there as well, too, under Mambo Sandy. You reach out to us, and our assistants will get back to you in a timely manner, okay? And we can book consultations for you, and you can find out about our classes and things that we have to offer. So let's get into it, y'all. What is going on in the world of social media? We already heard that they want to shut down TikTok because people started learning from one another, and you know, they don't like that. People started sharing information. However, outside of that, these social media platforms have given a little too much control to other people on the platform. What I mean by that is this. As of late, I have spoken to multiple business owners that have told me that after they go to certain pages or just pages in general, a little card will pop up and will ask them what did they think about the content. Now, you may say, well, that's a good thing. It can be and it cannot. It's a double-sided sword. And the reason why this is because if there are any type of competitors out there in your business that, in your niche that might not like you, guess what? I can guarantee you 80% of the time, they're going to make it so that your information gets suppressed. We all know that mostly everything is done by AI nowadays. Some things are still human based, but a lot of things are basically ran by AI. That was the plan. That's what's going on. So the software, whatever these corporations or social media platforms are using, if they do not see engagement, your post will be suppressed. Okay, you'll be not ghosted, but I forget the other word for it, but people will not see your post. And it's not just about people liking your post. People have to engage in your post. They have to like it. They have to share it. They have to not just leave an emoji. Okay. Now, the algorithm, because I've been studying this for a while, I don't really talk about it, but today I felt it's a nice day out. Everybody out here is, you know, trying to pay their bills. And as Anaisa PA came and said, they're going to try to starve us out. So as Papa has taught, being a Mambo or being a Hungan is more about spells. We're to sometimes give information to help our community, to help the people. Okay, so today, here it is. In a nutshell for all of you. When you go live on some of these platforms, some platforms allow other people to report you. And if too many of those people get together with other people, or they have some type of, they're very tech savvy, they can get your live banned, your account, more so your live banned. okay? And sometimes your account suspended. People have fought to get their accounts back. Okay? And you can go on TikTok and you can check that out for yourself. Okay? You can check it out for yourself. All right? I'm not making this up. You can check it out. All right? So, how this has started is that I don't know if it was because of spam. I can't tell you, but these little cards are popping up, and you can guarantee if your customers don't fill it out in a positive way, it can affect you. All right. Somehow way these things are created and we have to pay attention. Another thing you have to pay attention to is the tools that TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever new tools that they have, you got to use them. I know you don't want to. I know it may be a pain in the butt and maybe a learning curve to some of us, but we have to use it. If we don't use it, your stuff will not be pushed out. Okay? I'm giving you all the info here. Next thing, hashtags. Baby, hashtags is not hashtagging, honey. They not hashtagging. Okay? If you use certain hashtags, you're going to run into other business owners in your niche. Now, particularly, I'm going to speak about the spiritual community. Certain hashtags, you will notice the same people. Now, these could be your followers or they cannot be your followers. All right. But you'll notice the same spiritual workers, the same people are liking your posts. Maybe they might engage more, maybe not. Maybe they're not going to share it because why would, see, you have to get in the mind of the human being, okay? And the mind is just that, okay? It can do some crazy shit, all right? Have your thinking off here. Most people are not going to share. A lot of people are not going to share because they feel like you're going to take the little wooden nickels that are out there away from them. The little red dimes out there from them. Okay. So what's the likelihood of them really sharing your stuff? I got to be a realist, not an idealist. Ideally, everybody will share everybody's things and it's a wonderful world. It's not how this works. Okay. The same thing can be said. I did my own little thing one time. I posted something. I said, if you sign up for this, you can get coins back. You can get money back from this particular app that I shared because I want people, okay, to be able to not have to keep struggling. I want people, maybe it's not $30 you're going to get back, but maybe it's going to add up. I can tell you on one hand how many people signed up because people are scared that you are going to make a dime, which goes back into social media, honey. Okay. So these hashtags are not hashtagging. You have to really sit in your mind or go on Fiverr, F-I-V-V-E-R, and find someone to create hashtags that are going to reach the people. But once again, you have your ideal audience, your ideal customer. You have to do this. All right. Or are you going to keep running in circles? You're going to keep chasing your tail. Things have changed since Yahoo groups. Yahoo groups, there wasn't a lot of deception. There was some, but there wasn't a lot because it took a lot to do things then. If you took a picture, you had to take the picture, develop the picture. This was before digital cameras came on the scene. And then you had to scan it and upload it. People actually talked. People actually read. People actually wrote. We're in a different time now. People are talking in emojis. All right. Now, somewhere down the line, some people are actually saying they're tired of this. They're tired of the fake engagement. They're tired of the fake pages. Now, what I have done is I have came up with a list, okay, of things that I have put together. And I'm actually, and it took me research and time to do this. All right. And it will be available next week. And I'm actually only charging $20. And that's it. And I will give you the information for $20. That's all. Because I put research into this. I put time into this. That's why I'm charging a little something. Okay? So, these different platforms. Also, we're going to talk about Facebook. Facebook does not like when you basically want to try to use your personal platform to sell things. It will be suppressed. Okay? It will be suppressed. And now if you look at the new structure of Facebook, all right, you will see that AI is there. You will see that AI is there for you to use, which means that they are using AI, which means if they're using AI, that means that definitely things are being looked at more closely, which once again can suppress your pages, which brings me into pages. If you have a page and you're not paying for advertisement, very rarely is anyone going to see it. Okay? Social media has become a very noisy place. So now you have to do more to get your message out there. People really have to engage with you, or it's not, the algorithm is changing all the time. Now, as far as what you see, algorithm is different. What you see. So like, I love cat videos. I love doggy videos. I love cooking videos. I like that type of stuff. So for the most part, that's what I'm going to get. I make it a point not to do anything. I don't want to see anything spiritual. The only thing spiritual I want to see is Papa Hector. That's it. If it's not dealing with my godfather stuff and what he's doing, and maybe a god sister or god brother or two, okay, me supporting them, I don't want to see it. I said what I said. I don't care, okay? And that's another point. I'm just going to throw this in there because I still talk on spiritual things once again. And I'm going to stand on this like if Ogu was standing right next to me with the machete. OK, if you have a godparent, you do not need to be bunny hopping all around looking at all this different information, because you're going to get confused and you're going to make mistakes. Your godparents' information is the only information that you need to see. You don't need to see anybody. You really need to focus on their stuff. You need to focus on how they do things, how that lineage does things, especially if you're a new person. Me personally, I'm not taking nobody's class unless my godfather be like, hey, you should take that class. Which rarely, I doubt it. Okay. Moving on. So the point here is that now we have to step outside the box. We need to start doing more face-to-face interaction. How? Very simple. Places that it's warm or getting warm, get your butt out there and go to open air markets, flea markets, talk to people, get a table, whatever it is, product that you're selling. If you're a person that does hair, go to some bridal shows, go to some conventions, look on Eventbrite. Okay. This is you talking directly to this person. Now, is it guaranteed? No, but it's more, you have more of a chance of connecting to someone than them just scrolling right past your page. Baby, I'm tired. I'm quite sure you are out there too. We have more things to do than make social media a second or third job. Being a business owner is already tough enough. It's not easy. Okay, so the next thing is people have a shorter attention span. They have attention spans that are much shorter than a goldfish. Okay, so what you have to do if you want to be successful, and you're definitely more of a service oriented business, and you're a spiritual worker or a consultation person, okay, you need to have two. You need to have a blog in case those people that want to read, or you need a services page. Because even the FAQs, people don't want to read. You need to have the services, your FAQ. Okay, make it as short as possible, as condensed as possible, so they can see, all right, and then how to book you, and then how they can reach your assistant to give you the information to however you do your stuff. And then if they want to go read the blog, go ahead, do what you do. However, if you have a brick and mortar business, you need to make it your business to make sure that Google has it in its search engine. You need to claim your space on Google. You need to claim it. Okay? Now, in that, I do offer that service as well, where if you need help doing that, you can reach out to me. And we can work on something, you know, maybe we can trade a service. Maybe, you know, I'll help you out. But you got to reach out to me if you don't want to do it yourself. Okay. But moving on, if you have a brick and mortar business, you need to claim your business on a lot of these different because Google just doesn't have it. There's many other places that you can go claim your business so people's eyes can see, especially if people are coming from out of town or things like that. They can go and find your business. The hours are there. You know, if it's busy, your busiest times, your slowest, all of that, you need to get it because Google will pull it up on Google Maps and things like that. You got to do this. Now, if you're online, what you really need to do is you need to interact more on your YouTube. I encourage everybody to get a YouTube page, okay? And the reason why is YouTube, it does have its little, you know, quirks about it, but it's harder for people to just get your page banned. On these other pages, people don't like you, they're going to try to get your page banned. There's also YouTube information where you can learn more about YouTube. And when you get these little, like, I think they're like bad, I forget what you call them, but there's like little things that you do. And I notice when you do these things, it seems like those people that do what YouTube offers, I tend to see them a little bit more. Okay, so once again, the things that the platforms use, the tools that they send to you, use them. Okay, it's important, people. Now, when it comes to information, they are going to push the gossip. They're going to push the nonsense because basically the powers that be want to keep us dumbed down. It's that simple. Like on TikTok, there's a page called STEM. Now, to my fellow nerds out there, okay, because I'm a fat person. I guess you want to say I'm a nerd. I am. It is what it is. Okay. I like to be over there, but many people don't even know what STEM TikTok is. They're on the other part of TikTok. Not saying that that part of TikTok is not great, but it's more entertainment than STEM TikTok, which is about science and other things like that. All right. So you have to use the tools that these pages have. If not, you're going to be suppressed. Now, when it comes to Facebook pages, the business pages, they're going to offer you, you know, like where you buy ads. There's a mixed bag on that. Some people say the ads work, and then some people say the ads, they really didn't see a difference. It really depends on your niche. If you are a spiritual worker, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people, honey, they do not want to tell other people that they're getting spiritual work done. They don't like to leave reviews because they don't know, because they're worried about their job. They're worried about, you know, all different type of stuff. So therefore, it's harder to get reviews. Can it be done? Yes. Testimonials, can it be done? Yes. My godfather, he has testimonials. I have a few. However, it's a little harder because people are still very judgmental. So therefore, people don't want to, it's harder. So we got to work a little harder and a little smarter. Okay, too. We got to do both. We got to work harder and we got to work smarter because of the niche that we have. And especially if you're not telling people bullshit, all right? People like to be fed bullshit on a platter, on a golden one, actually. So back to the pages. Now, when you buy an ad or you buy these ads, okay, you have to really set yourself a budget, because you're only going to reach maybe, I think it's like $5 for 300 engagement or something like that. It may seem like a lot, but it's really not. Okay. And that $5 can add up real quick when you have other things to pay for as a small business owner, as a business owner in general. So the next thing is this. When it comes to your pages that you are going to set in stone, like your, when people land on your page, you have to make sure your information, and I have to be more vigilant. I'm telling you this from, see, people don't want to talk about their mistakes because they want to be look perfect in people's eyes. I don't give a fuck about that no more. I don't care. Okay. Mistakes are mistakes, and you learn from your mistakes. And you improve on them and you get out the pattern. My problem, I didn't keep up with some of my websites, some of like the maintenance on them and things like that. And people are funny. When people are spending their money, they want to make sure they have a way to reach you. Now, some businesses, they can get away with not talking to people. Okay. They really can. But certain businesses, people want to be able to connect with you, and they want to be able to get a hold of a human person, somebody. All right. So having your emails lined up is very, very important. It's very important. Now, here's a topic on social media that I want to talk about social media, because it's a part of social media. If you are a business and you want to stay private, I advise you to get a P.O. box. Because of social media, people will try to get into your personal business and they will try to find out where you live, my dear. I've dealt with my fellow strippers, people finding out information about them and showing up in front of their house or showing up in weird places, knowing where they are. And as a business, you need to have a business address. Unless you got your stuff locked down straight all the way down. Now, sometimes some things are harder to do. And I get it. But you must really protect yourself now on social media. Okay? You really have to protect yourself out there. So, I hope this information was good for you. You're not crazy. Your posts are being suppressed. You now know why they are being suppressed. So now you can move forward. You can move forward and understand why this is happening and what action you can take. Please, I encourage you again, have your own page, your own one page website, if nothing more, just one. So you can send people, because social media can get funny, can get taken down, can get whatever at any time. So every day you have to tell people, hey, you can reach me here, you can reach me here, you can reach me here. Create a newsletter. However, even with a newsletter, make sure you get people's permission and you ask them, do you want this newsletter? Because then people get tired and then, you know, you can have problems with your company that you're getting the newsletter from, because then they can say it's spam. These are all the things that we have to deal with. So the last thing I'm going to leave you with today, okay, is this. I am doing a class for women or people that love women on Bartholin's abscesses or cysts. And these Bartholin's cysts, okay, they can create a serious problem to a woman's cookie and her whole reproduction, you know, system if she doesn't take care of it. Now, I will be going over natural ways for this to happen, for you to heal or to help another woman, all right, a family member, a girlfriend, a wife, or whoever, because it's not spoken about. The class is $150. I made it an affordable fee so that women can get this information out. It is so important because women don't talk about it, because women are always made to feel ashamed of their bodies. So, you can reach me, like I said, help@mambosandy.com, and someone will get back to you, or you can DM me on Instagram. All right. You have a great day. Bye-bye.